We continue today with lesson number 125 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. And we are getting close to, but not quite at, the end of Perek Chof Tes, of the 29th Perek. Today we will study the 6th and 7th Mishnah of the 29th Perek, Perek Chof Tes, Mishnah Vav and Zion. In Mishnah Vav, we're continuing to discuss various appendages or handles to various objects, to what point along the length of this appendage or handle is it considered part of the object and therefore tomei with the object, and what part is so far away from it that it is not considered to be part of the object. So the Mishnah returns now to the example of a maznayim, of a scale, and to the string or cord or rope which holds the maznayim in place. So we distinguished already between the maznayim of Zehovim and Shokli Argomon Tov, which is only Sholosh Etzbos, is considered to be part of the maznayim, versus the maznayim of Chenvonim and Balebatim, where the first tefach along from the point of connection of the chut to the maznayim is considered part of the maznayim. Now we're learning about a maznayim which weighs heavy burdens, not just a little bit of flour, a little bit of gold, but rather whole packages of wool or whatever. So the Mishnah says, chut maznayim shel samorim, those people who weigh bundles of wool, heavy bundles, or v'shel shokle zichuchis, or who are weighing glass, which requires a lot of caution and care, lest it fall and break. So for them, tifchayim, the chut up until two tfachim from the point of contact of the chut to the maznayim is considered part of the maznayim. Yad hamakor, there's a tool called a makor, which is a type of a drill, which has a handle. Here too, the shiur of the handle, which is considered part of the makor, is up to two tefachim. The Tosefta here gives a simple explanation of why in some of these tools the tefach is the yad, and in some of these tools two tefachim is the yad. And the Tosefta says, quote, Es shedarko le'echos biyodo achas, those tools which you hold with one hand, kagon yad hakardom, like a hatchet or a hammer, tefach, there the shear is one tefach. But the es shedarko le'echos b'shtei yodov, if you have a tool which you have to hold on to with both hands, then the shear is, like the makor, like this drill, then the shear is tefachayim, two tefachim. Yad ha-ma'atzad shel legionos. Legionos are, it's from the word legion, legion, legionnaires, soldiers. They have a type of a ma'atzad, a type of a hatchet of some sort, which they use as a weapon. But it's a heavy weapon, and you have to hold on to it with two hands by the handle. Then, tifchayim. Here, too, the two tefachim of the handle are considered part of this type of ma'atzad. Yad hakurnis shel zehovim, when you have goldsmiths who have a type of a hammer which is used to flatten, to pound, and to make strips of gold, to take clumps of gold and hammer them down until they are flat tassim, flat strips or trays of gold. There too, you need to have a powerful hammer and hold on to it with two hands. So tifchayim up until two tefachim along the handle is considered a chibur. Vishel choroshin, and when it comes to the hammer, which is used by carpenters or by blacksmiths, where here you have to have a very heavy cornice and therefore a longer yad, a longer handle, shloshot tefachim, there up until three tefachim is considered a chibur. Some explain, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, that the reason why Shel Choroshin needs three tefachim is not so much because of the hammer needs to be heavy, but because by Choroshin we're speaking here of blacksmiths who are working with smelting iron. So the iron is very hot. Therefore, when you want to bang upon the metal with this cornice, you want to make sure that you're at some distance from the hot blade or the hot molten iron. So therefore, it's required to have three tefachim, because you leave two tefachim space between you and the end of the handle where it's hot, and then there's the tefach that you're holding on to. That's three tefachim. Moving ahead to Mishnah Zayin, Shiore Hadorvon Milamalon Arbo'o. We've learned before about a tool which is used in plowing called a mardeya, which is a long, long pole, and at the head of this pole is a dorvan, a nail, which is used to poke the animal and make sure it doesn't stray to the left or to the right, but goes straight along the area that you want plowed. So suppose this, how long along the pole, between the pole and the darvon, out upward from the darvon toward the end of the pole is considered part, and therefore a chibur arbo, four tefachim. Notice that we are progressing here. When we began with in Mishnah Dalet with the chut mosnayim, we were talking about three etzbos, and we went from three etzbos in Mishnah Dalet to a tefach, which is really four etzbos in Mishnah Hay. Then in Mishnah Vav, we went to two tefachim, tefchayim, and even to three tefachim. Now we're going on to four tefachim. Yad HaBodid. The Bodid is a type of a hoe, H-O-E, which you use to dig up the earth around the tree so that water would seep into the earth better. That's a Bodid. So the Bodid, the handle of the Bodid, Arbo Tefachim. You need to have a longer handle, and therefore up until four Tefachim is considered a Chibur. Yad HaKordom Shel Nikush. Kordom shel nikush is a special type of spade which is used to weed, to do weeding, to weed out weeds from among the grass, among the plants, whatever. So there you need a still longer handle, chamisha, five tefachim. Yad ben patish. Ben patish is a small hammer, a son of a patish. A small hammer still requires up until chamisha tefachim as a chibur. Vishel HaPatish, when it comes to an actual hammer, then Shishot, six tefachim, is considered to be part, up till six tefachim, is considered to be part, a tchibur, to the actual Patish. Yad HaKordom Shel Bikua, the handle from a type of spade, or hatchet in this case, which is used to chop wood, or Vishel Odir, which is used to soften the earth and plow up, dig up the earth in your field. Here, shisha tefachim is a chibur. V'yad makeves shel satosin. Satosin are those people who actually polish the stone. They're not just chopping the stone from the quarry, but they're polishing it, shaping it, sculpting it. So that makeves tool, shisha tefachim, up until six tefachim is considered a chibur. More than six tefachim is not considered a chibur. So we have almost completed the 29th Mishnah. We have one Mishnah to go, which we will learn in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. We have now completed lesson number 125.